epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, good morning to you. On a beautiful Tuesday morning throughout the Delaware Valley, Eagles with a game in 2 days. Phils with another game tonight, and then an afternoon game tomorrow. And in between those two contests will be me and Fritz at FDR Park. Hope you can make it. We really are sorry for the short notice. Obviously, scheduling was a little difficult, to say the least. But we have it locked in for 11:30 tomorrow. 11:30 tomorrow, FDR Park. Be there if you can. If you can't, obviously, we'll keep you updated on WIP. Me and Fritz around 3. What'll happen? 215-592-9494. So as we get ready for the Eagles on Thursday, you know, I'll give you one area that I think is weak, just to put it bluntly, weak with the Eagles that was weak last year. Didn't matter because the main two guys never got hurt. Maybe they missed a game, but they didn't get hurt in any serious way. AJ and obviously Devontae were phenomenal. But when you consider the wide receivers after those two, because at some point these guys are going to miss a stretch. I mean, at some point guys are going to get hurt. So wide receiver 3 is obviously Jahan Dotson. We saw him all year. I still don't know if he's any good. He did play well late in the season, but I don't know
he's
if he's
good.
Okay, I'm glad.
And he will be good when
I'm glad you think so.
The opportunity. I'm excited for him to have a chance.
I'm glad you think so. Now, behind him, and it's really about the same as last year, but this is the weakest 4-5-6 I can ever remember the Eagles having a wide receiver. I mean it, ever. Like, ever. Johnny Wilson, Anaya Smith, they were both here last year. Some guy named Terrace Marshall, Elijah Cooks. Like, who are these guys? Now, I remember Anaya Smith last year did a nice job in the preseason. You know, we saw him a little bit in games. But, I mean, who the heck knows, right? I mean, who knows? So, hopefully AJ and Devontae stay healthy, but I would say...
I think we need to potentially keep our eyes peeled in the front office for ads at this spot.
Yeah, I mean, it is...
I think it's likely you're going to see a name that you recognize, maybe, being added.
John, I'll give you, like, Greg Lewis, when he was the Eagles, like, fourth receiver. He was a good fourth receiver.
He was.
You know, one year, you know, Freddie Mitchell had a nice surge as a third at one point in his career. Antonio Friedman was a good three at one point. You had, for years, you had, help me out, hands guy.
Jason Avant.
You know, he was a great.
He did have great hands.
He had great hands.
Great hands.
He had great hands.
Jahan Dotson will be very good. I believe that. But Johnny Wilson has sort of let everything down.
I felt like he misplayed the ball a lot last year. Like, he didn't get many chances, but when he would get some, I always felt like the ball was just bouncing away. Something just always didn't go right.
Like his size, he doesn't use it.
He hasn't made the most opportunities.
He has not.
As Elliot was saying, Elijah Cooks is getting a chance, but it doesn't feel like after Jahan Dotson, anything is set in stone
at all. And by the way, let's
someone
remember,
from the outside could just as easily make this team as these guys who are here practicing right now.
And special teams a lot of times determines who your fourth, not so much maybe your fourth, but a lot of times your fifth wide receiver. So, you know, we don't, with the naked eye, we can't see that. I mean, that's what they see on the film when they review, you know, punt coverage and kick coverage and all that stuff. But, that is a spot that to me feels weak and wide open. All right. Our caller Cornelius, about a half an hour ago, we went to him. Let's see if he has awakened. Cornelius, good morning, sir.
Hey, Corny.
Wow.
Corn. Oh,
Mr. Nilius.
Cornelius.
I mean, this is legit. The man is just flat
sleeping. It seems like he's sort of replying with a little bit of a grunt. Cornelius. See that?
Yeah.
See that? Maybe he'll do it again. I think he's done it a couple times now. Cornelius. Oh.
No.
All right, Cornelius, we're going to put you back on hold. We'll try two or three more times.
I hope he didn't have to be in at the job site like at 9.
We might have to transfer him over to Giulio and Hugh at 10, and they can see if he... Because he could just pop up and not realize we've gone to him twice now, and he's been that guy. All right, let's go to Ken and Cinnamons. And Ken, good morning.
Good morning, French. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
I know you can get this because you're a man of history. The most famous Cornelius in American history is who? He was a titan of industry.
I'm drawing a blank.
Cornelius. Come on, Malvern Prep.
Not Cornelius, come on, Stanford. The dentist from...
No, real history, not...
Is it the Vanderbilt?
Correct. Cornelius Vanderbilt, railroad guy.
See,
if you get in on railroads early, you make a lot of money. All right, what's going on, Ken?
I think it's Cornelius in Planet of the Apes. So, before I get to Kyle Schwarber, just really quick on this Jahan Dotson thing, Joe. If camp is a harbinger... you're probably looking at where they're going to throw to the backs more. You're probably looking at Jahan Dotson being like the fourth option in the passing game. They'll probably literally never run a play where Jahan Dotson or whoever is that.
Well, they'll never run a play for him. I think he's fifth.
Yeah.
Ken, I think he's behind Saquon and Goddard. I think he's your fifth option. And that's something that Jalen just doesn't get too often.
And no quarterback does. So...
to five often, but Jalen, I think, particularly does not.
If that's our problem, then we should probably start to map out the date for the parade.
I hear you. But you know what? Where it does come into focus, I mean, at some point, AJ and Devontae are going to miss games. They've been very lucky for 3 years now and 4 years of Devontae's career that it's really never been an issue. But we all know it's at some point, you're going to have an injury there, likely. And it would be interesting to see. Because, look, I thought Jalen was in a tough spot in 21 when it was Rager and, like, nobody before AJ got here. And he was really in a brutal spot in 2020, if you remember, those final four games before either player was here. I mean, that was like Rager.
Does that mean he just ran all the time?
Well, he ran a lot. But who was 2020? Rager? That guy? Who was that guy?
Travis Fulgham.
Fulgham.
He wasn't with Rager or with Hurts. He was with Wentz, really, because that stretch
he fell off
earlier.
By the time Hurts got in there.
He had like six games.
That was like
six
October. And then the guy disappeared. Anyway, whoever the receivers were stunk back then, as we know.
Well, before I get to Schwarber, fun fact, Jalen Rager scored the first touchdown of the Nick Sirianni era in Detroit. So I was just throwing that out there.
Wow.
DH can't win the MVP. Well, that was obviously erased last year when Ohtani won the MVP, and he did something historical in doing so. But if Kyle Schwarber leads the league in home runs and RBIs, which he is right now, it would be, you know, like the fourth time in the history of a game that's been played since the Civil War that guy didn't win the MVP in his league. And the thing about Schwarber is there is one other guy in the entire roster who has an OPS above 750. There's one guy on the entire roster who has an OPS above 800. That's Bryce Harper.
Of course.
Yeah. So Kyle Schwarber is doing this with a legitimately weak support. I mean, weak supporting cast around him. So when you're the only guy in the lineup that the other team has to worry about doing to you what he did to the Orioles last night, and you still do it on a nightly basis, that is the essence of the most valuable player in the
league. Yeah, and look, he's been amazing, man. But don't shortchange Ohtani. I mean, that guy is incredible as well.
Oh, he's a great player. It's not shortchanging a guy to say somebody else had a better year and was more valuable to his team, you know, especially when he's working on a bust in Cooperstown.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But to me, I don't know how Kyle Schwarber...
Ken, you coming out to tennis tomorrow, 11:30 at FDR Park?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I really care that much, to be honest with you.
Sure. Some feel that way.
Probably not. I don't have any more spots now for James.
All love. All right, Ken, give me an answer. Who's a rascal?
Woody Woodpecker. He was an instigator.
He is a rascal.
That's a good one.
That's a really good answer as well.
I haven't thought about Woody for quite a while.
Long time. Ben, the Orioles in town, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the Orioles get set to face the Phillies tonight,
mm-hmm.
their starting pitcher, is he more concerned with Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper? Put it another way, is this the first time since Bryce Harper's been here that there's a different player in the lineup that the opposing pitcher and manager is more concerned about than Harper?
I would say that's accurate.
First time.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I would say that's accurate. What he's doing right now is, I mean, it's monumental. It's monumental. But, again, this is the perfect trickle-down effect. Harper started to get, once he came back from this wrist injury, he was hot as a fire. I mean, it took like three or four games, and then he got hot as blazes. But, so... We can't pitch to Harper, so now we got to pitch to Schwarber, and he's getting more pitches hit. That's what I'm saying. This is like the perfect storm to have both these guys going.
Ben, I'm
so hot right now because they're both getting pitches to hit.
I'm extremely encouraged with Bryce Harper right now. First off, when he hit that homer last night, and you hear that it's, I think, his 16th of the season, and I feel like he's barely played.
17, I believe.
17? Like, he's going to get to 25, and this isn't a horrendously down year.
And when he's
not a horrendous year, but a down year.
It was pretty much the same home run he hit the other night. When he goes out to left center, he's right. Everything's right with the world when he goes out to left center and straightaway left field. When he's doing that, good things happen, and that's what he's doing right now.
Look, the two times the Phillies won the World Series, you know, 3-4, you had Schmitty in the bull in 80, and you had Chase and Ryan in 08. I mean, when you can go back-to-back right there, 3-4, and certainly the Dodgers last year had a murderer's row. That's part of how they won. You know, this is where it's going to be so big come October that Trey Turner get on base.
Yes.
Get the hell on base, man.
He's really scuffling right now.
But he is, James, he is their third best hitter.
Oh, without a doubt. Still, even with the scuffling, the numbers-wise, to get Ken's point, he's slightly above 750. I think he's a 751 OPS. He has been their third best hitter. The weirdest thing about Trey, and it's still going on, he has not homered at Citizens Bank Park this year.
No.
How strange is that? He's got 11 or 12 homers.
Yeah.
Zero at Citizens Bank
Park. And he's been
healthy
the whole year, right?
Yes, he's played all year. It's so strange.
Yeah. 300 million, right? I just want to check. 300
yep.
million?
Stop.
By the way, you know what? I got to bring this up now that we're speaking of money. Let me find this on my phone because I sent a text to a buddy yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it. De'Aaron Fox got like 240 million or something. So, you know, and he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's a Spurs player. He used to play for the Kings.
Oh, NBA.
Yeah, NBA.
I love Ben. Oh.
So I see the news yesterday from Shams that De'Aaron, and again, he's a very good player. He's a very good player.
Not a $200 million player.
Yeah, so he gets $229 million. So here's, you know, four-year deal. So here's the text I send to my buddies. I say, the retired guys must be sick about the money nowadays. They'll never make the pension what it should be, meaning, you know, what the guys from 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years ago deserve, because these guys paved the way for De'Aaron Fox to get a $200 million deal. I go on to say, I'm not saying the dudes back then didn't make coin, but 200 plus million for De'Aaron Fox? You got to be kidding me. I mean, it's, you know, like, who would be a guy from yesteryear? Like, I mean, like, even Barkley. Like, I mean, I don't know what he made, but it was, like, his whole career he didn't make $229 million.
Career, oh. Probably, what, 40?
maybe about 40.
And great he was. And Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't come close to that.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, think about,
what did Larry Bird make in his career, his playing career, Larry Bird?
I would guess, because he was a little bit before Barkley, I would guess total, and maybe James could look this up, I would guess total, all the years combined, maybe got to 25 million.
Oh, my
million.
God.
Wow,
you
what
are,
a great
you
call,
are almost on
unbelievable.
The
what is it, Ray?
24.07.
Yeah.
Wow.
Larry Bird made $24 million.
In the whole career?
That's funny.
Now, look, I mean, inflation, the whole deal, times change.
He was the first player, though, in the NBA to make over $5 million.
Well, and he's also what they created Bird's rights for.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, re-signing your own guy and that whole thing. But,
can you imagine, like, Mike Schmidt?
That
guy would make $50 million a year right now. He would make $50 million a year.
You think?
I know.
How about Michael Jordan in an uncapped sport?
Oh, my God.
If you uncapped the NBA and said Jordan's a free agent, he'd make $200 million a year. Because, you know, again, I've said this before, Michael Jordan's the only player I ever saw in sports where I honestly felt he was better than the other team combined, meaning I would not trade him for the other team.
Yeah.
Now, if you say, well, you throw in 37 first-round draft picks, okay. But, like, you know what I'm saying.
You mean a guy that played every game and played offense and defense?
Ben, let me
tell
you something.
No way.
Let me tell you something.
What a novel idea.
You may not know this, Ben. This is incredible. When Jordan came back and, you know, had the half a season in 95 and then, you know, full seasons 96, 97, 98, and he was mid-30s, 96, 97, 98, played 82 games all 3 years.
That's what he
did.
That's
amazing.
Like, that's what he did.
And how many times was he Defensive Player of the Year?
A couple. And he was first team all defense a bunch.
Oh my God.
And then player of the year defensively maybe once or twice.
That's
but
amazing.
He was consistent all defensive team. All right. Let's try Cornelius again. Let's see if he's awake. Cornelius, good morning.
I'm here.
Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
Did you have something on the schedule you needed to do this morning, Cornelius?
No, actually, I live in Wisconsin here, moved from PA, and actually I fell asleep. My wife goes to work at 4:30 in the morning. I get up and make her coffee and stuff like that, and I just dozed off. I apologize.
No worries. But here's my main question. How do you know that we had tried to go to you earlier? Did our last attempt stir you to wake up and then you heard us? What happened?
Actually, yeah, it did. It did. It did. And I was like, oh, crap. That's right. I remember everybody else doing it. And I was like, well, how could you fall asleep? I did. So,
Cornelius, you may have inadvertently won Drop of the Week on a Tuesday. I just want you to know.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Anyway, let me get to what's up. All right. First of all, no. Fitzy, no. I'm with you, baby. You got this. You got this. Put your head down, put your nose to the grindstone, and go. All right? Also, my choose for the character you're asking for is Captain Jack Sparrow.
He is a rascal. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Very rascally.
A true rascal. And the last thing that I want to put out there is this. Living here in Wisconsin, in the area that I live in, just outside of Oshkosh, I go to Green Bay every week for doctor's appointments. Green Bay is the most boringest town in the whole wide world. There's nothing going on. I went there. I stayed there overnight coming back from Michigan. And I thought,
is it Green Bay or is it called like Appleton or Oshawabanon?
No. Green Bay is more north than come closer to where I'm at in Oshkosh. It's Appleton, and then you come to Oshkosh, and then I'm outside of Oshkosh in Roseland. It's in another county. But yeah, dude, you can't even order food here. You can't order. There's no restaurant in my town. There's only 600 people. There's only two gas stations. It's horrible. It's horrible. Oh, and the food.
No.
The food, other than the cheese curds, and the beef, and the hot dogs, everything else is horrible. These people don't have no flavor whatsoever.
Wow.
And they know they don't, and they're proud of it. So
well, I will say this. You know what they did week one of 07? Green Bay? They caught their punts. You know what the Eagles didn't do week one of 07? Catch the punt. I'm just saying, we can rip them all we want, but I'm still cheesed about that game, and I mean that.
We decided not to have a punt returner?
No,
that was
punt
Andy, was it? Or no, who was it?
It was Andy.
It was Andy.
It was the first two freaking weeks of the season and no punt returner.
It was a disgrace.
It was horrendous.
For as great a coach he is, he made some big blunders.
That wide receiver thing, not running it enough, and Juan Castillo are just all time. Because he put his stock in freaking Jeremy Bloom, a freaking skier. There was no punt returner. All right, Cornelius, the rascal answer was very good that you gave us there. Captain Jack Sparrow, stay well, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Can you imagine living in a town with no restaurant that you can order from?
Well,
not even a strip club, Joe.
Not really.
Strip club pasta.
Let me tell you something, Ray.
Pasta
and crab. Let me tell you something. There's always a strip club.
This is true. No matter where you are.
Right. 215-592-9494. All right, time.
Recession-proof business.
You say that like it really is a fact.
I'm really
He's assuming.
Just joking. This is the old me.
There's
the old
one in Wisconsin.
So wait, how
people,
different is
club.
The new you?
I'm just saying, as Rhea said, recession-proof. I mean, this thing goes back to Roman times. Come on now.
I had no
Roman
idea.
Roman times. Tossing them coins.
There were gentlemen's clubs
back then? I've been to Rome where they got some stuff on the walls, like the carvings and stuff, whatever you call that. Like, they got some risky.
Yeah, they were naked.
They got some risky stuff,
carvings,
man.
But
they,
everyone was naked all the time.
Well, that's so.
That's why.
Guys, get up there fast. These girls aren't going to last. Put your hands together for
it. It's not a strip club. It's just, it's Roman society, man. What are you thinking?
Fair enough,
John. You're confused.
Fair enough. All right, time's yours and a lot more calls ahead as we broadcast from Champ Camp. It's all driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Back with a lot more next on 94 WIP.
If you spent the time building the right roster and earning the fans, then you need the best technology to back it all up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.